and Susan for sharing from your heart, and Judy, your good words as well. I want to invite you to bow with me as we go to God in prayer. Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of each of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, for you are truly our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Alan, I appreciate what you said about goals and setting goals. Self-help gurus will tell us that we have to set goals if we're going to grow, if we're going to progress and improve, if we're going to succeed. Otherwise, we'll just wander aimlessly around and we'll miss our potential. Athletic coaches, too, tell their players that they have to achieve small goals in order to achieve the larger goals. 10 yards makes a first down. 10 more, another. 10 more, another. Until eventually you cross into the end zone. Sure, some plays, big plays, result in a whole lot more. But if you make the small goals, you will accomplish the large ones. So what sorts of goals have you set in your life? What sorts of goals have you met in your life, and how did you go about meeting them? I tend to be a list maker. That's one way I set goals and meet them. I'll know what I need to get accomplished this week. But that sort of list can be overwhelming, so I'll break it down into small lists, one for each day. And then as I get the small list done, before I know it, the large list is done too. Setting big goals, but with smaller ones along the way, help me accomplish what I need to do in my week. So what goals have you set in your life, especially in your spiritual life? And how are you going about accomplishing them? The Apostle Paul had a goal. His goal was to know Christ. Not just know stories about Jesus, but to really know Christ. He wanted to know what the power of the resurrection felt like. But he also wanted to share in the sufferings of Jesus by becoming like Christ in his everyday living. He wanted to experience the full gamut of life in Christ, the good stuff and the difficult things. Brothers and sisters, there are a lot of folks that we know who only want the glory, but don't think about the sufferings that come along. If we are going to imitate Jesus, chances are we're going to experience some suffering along the way, because there are costs to following Christ. Paul understood that to truly know Jesus Christ and to live a Christ-like life, there would be sacrifice. But he had a determination that set him apart. You see, he wasn't just writing these words on a beautiful sunny day sitting out in the park. He wrote these words from prison. He had been in prison for his faith, in particular for sharing his faith with others. He was going through suffering. And I guess a lot of folks might have found themselves in that position and thought, well, it's the end of the line for me. I guess this is it. But not Paul. Paul was still writing to the Christians in the churches he had founded. He was still encouraging them in their faith journey. He was still cheering them on, encouraging encouraging them not only in their faith, but in the word, to persevere, to persist. I'm reminded, especially since it's Veterans Day weekend, of Dr. Rothaker Smith, who came and spoke to our men's group not so long ago. He had been a POW in World War II. And after being captured, they were marched to the place where they would be held. And some of you will remember his story that he wasn't sure he could do it. And so he thought, well, I'll go by the utility poles down the road. I'll make it to the next one. And then I may have to stop. I'll make it to the next one. And then I may have to stop. After a while, those poles got to be too far, and so he thought, I'll count 10 steps and see if I can go further. And after a while, 10 steps was too many, and so he thought, I'll count 5 and see if I can go further. And with each set of 5, he made it a little farther and a little farther. He was able to persevere. What does it mean for us as we live our lives for Christ to persevere? I think it means that we give ourselves fully to the journey. We don't hold back when we know there is a need. We reach down deep and share from the resources we enjoy when we have them to share. We give of our time when David or Rosie or David call on us. Debbie or Rosie or David call on us to say that they need help. We are quick to respond. When Kathy or Amy share a need, we look for ways to meet it. If the challenge is too big for one of us, we get together with others and work together to accomplish the end. This congregation is so good about responding to needs when those needs are expressed. I want to say thank you, and I want to encourage you to continue to do that. Paul knew how important in persevering it was to keep your focus ahead, to look ahead. Have you ever watched a runner who was well out in front, but glanced behind so many times that the runner trying to catch him caught him? We see it in football sometimes, don't we? They're almost to the end zone, but they just have to look back. And it's just enough to slow them so that they're caught. We do that sometimes too. Thinking about all the things in our past, maybe guilts, maybe griefs, maybe shame. But Jesus has already overcome these and freed us from them so that we can keep our focus looking ahead. Sometimes there are distractions that would pull us away. Hear Paul's words. Keep looking ahead. In fact, Paul says, keep straining ahead. This one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the heavenly call of God in Christ Jesus. Finally, Paul says, no matter how far we have left to go in this life, we hold fast to that which we have attained. That which we have attained already is twofold. We have attained the gift of salvation in Christ. It's not something we earned. It's something God has given to us. Paul spent a good bit of this letter to the Philippians pointing out things God had done. Second, Paul says, we hold fast to one another. We are connected together as the body of Christ, a gift of the Holy Spirit. Jesus has called us together as one people, his people. And that is why I believe Paul was committed to continue teaching even in prison, because he didn't just write the letters. He also talked to everyone he could, other prisoners, the guards, officials. Not only did he share with the Christians, he shared with everyone he could. Dr. Alice McKenzie tells a great story of a woman in her 90s who was still very active, visiting the sick, fixing communion for the church, tutoring the kids in the elementary school. Her daughter one day said, "Mother, don't you think at your age you ought to back off from some of these activities and enjoy a lighter schedule? I mean, you deserve it. You've earned it after all these years, and I'm afraid you're tiring yourself out." The elderly woman pulled herself up to her full 5 feet, 0 inches, and said to her daughter, "When I decided to follow Jesus, I did not promise to go with him part of the way. I promised to serve him all the way. And that is exactly what I intend to do." So I ask you, what spiritual goals have you set for yourself? In what ways do you want to know Jesus better? How are you going about doing that? How are you using your resources, your time, your talents, your money to share Jesus with others? Are you giving freely, generously, or are you holding back, kind of like looking back? Is that one of those places where Jesus might be calling you to strain ahead? This week we will receive from the finance team a letter in the mail with a commitment card. Next Sunday will be our consecration Sunday. I encourage you to pray over your giving for the coming year and bring your card next week to offer to God in worship. And one final question: what have you attained that you don't want to lose? Jesus is calling on all of us to press ahead, to give ourselves fully to following him and living for him, and to celebrating his gifts in our lives. Let's not look back, but let's strain ahead. Keep on keeping on, because God's not finished with us yet. Let us pray. Lord God, we do thank you for the gifts you have given us in Jesus Christ. And Lord God, as we, your people, strain forward, guide us, lead us, and know we love you. In the name of Christ, amen.